The federal government's come up with an $11 million grant to boost Australia's aerial firefighting fleet. It comes after thousands of people marched in Sydney last night, demanding governments better fund rural firefighters and climate change mitigation. Isabel Rowe reports.
New South Wales is up in flames!
Stop the Liberal shifting
land! New South Wales is up in flames!
Holding homemade signs and many wearing face masks, Sydney residents swarmed CBD streets at peak hour. Smoke has blanketed the city for weeks and it's taking a toll.
We are wearing these masks as a result of the smoke, not just for a fashion statement.
Melissa Solomon felt compelled to take her children to the rally.
I don't like the idea of my children being in a future where they don't see sunshine for weeks on end. They're locked in their classrooms.
Her daughter Alex is in year three. She spent much of the week home from school, struggling with the smoke.
I was asking my mum to go to school, but I was coughing so much that she just said no.
Are you worried about her?
That's why I'm here. I was beside myself.
The rally was organised hastily through social media after Sydney residents experienced several days of dangerous air pollution as fires burned to the west of the city. Fire Brigade's Employees Union Secretary Leighton Drury told the crowd crews are exhausted.
Fire service has had their budgets cut and we're on the bones of our ass.
And warned there is more to come.
We're 11 days into summer, 11 days. It's been going for 3 months and it's going to go for another 3 months.
There were cries of shame as protest organisers told crowds that volunteer firefighters in New South Wales had been crowdfunding their own respiratory masks. But Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has told Radio National his crews aren't ill-equipped.
I'm not quite sure why they're doing that. We supply breathing masks to firefighters.
The protesters have a list of requests directed at state and federal governments.
Additional funding and support for the RFS, some recognition that climate change is a real thing, that it is contributing to the problem, and some leadership on the issue.
What is it that you feel that we're lacking?
Well, at the moment, everybody seems to be saying, oh, bushfires happen. This isn't a problem at all. They seem to be totally ignoring it. We want some sort of recognition that there's a problem and some action on it.
That sense of anguish is the subject of ongoing research. Blanche Verley is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Sydney Environment Institute and has studied the link between climate and mood.
There is a lot of research around how climate change as sort of a bigger picture idea is leading to really increased rates of anxiety especially, but also leading to depression. And in my experience, this smoke has had a really negative impact on people's mood. So rather than trying to just sort of treat the anxiety and make people feel okay about it, we need to actually treat the problem, which is our rising greenhouse gas emissions. And until we reduce emissions, people's anxiety is not going to go away.
Researcher Blanche Verley speaking to Isabel Rowe.